Speaking of trouble, it looks like Dick Dastardly's up to some.
Right! This solid steel phony landscape will slow this wacky race down for good. Right, Muttley? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike D, and I think the Creepy Coop's going to win.
I'm Mike Riley, and I think the Anthill Mob's going to win.
And I'm Daryl Ursery, and I also have the Creepy Coop for the win.
And what are we talking about? That's right, we're talking about Wacky Races again. This is the second episode of Forgotten Failures Podcast's series called Wacky Metrics, our statistical analysis and recap of the famous TV show Wacky Races. Today's episode two. Creepy trip to Lemon Twist. Original air date, September 14th, 1968.
Where were you that day?
So creepy, you pronounce it creepy treat.
Creepy what?
Creepy treat.
It's that creepy treat soda. It's one of the generic sodas you get at Price Chopper or something.
Yeah, like yeah. Mr. Pibb.
No, Mr. Pibb is not a generic version of Dr. Pepper. It's a different soda. In many places in the South, it's more common than Dr. Pepper and preferred.
Yeah,
by
God,
many
Mike, come on.
Hey, I don't even like Dr. Pepper.
It's not like your Dr. Bob or Mountain Lightning or any
Mountain
of
Mountain Lightning's
things.
The best.
Mountain Lightning is great.
Yes.
Speaking of Mountain Lightning, one of the racers in the Wacky Races is a hillbilly. Right?
Yes, he is. He probably makes his own Mountain Lightning.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah. Probably while driving.
Yeah. I don't remember his name, but he was there.
Pretty sure his vehicle is just a still. We were.
Yes, yeah, they were definitely making some moonshine on the back of that thing.
This is an old converted outhouse with a still built in the back of it and a place for a bear to sit.
Yeah.
That bear's name, Blubber Bear. But,
Blubber Bear.
So this episode of Wacky Races was basically centered on the town of Spokane, Washington.
Because it
seems like they start out in Washington State and they have to race all the way to Lemon Twist, Nevada.
That's Lemon Twist, race. Nevada.
Yeah, they follow the snake. They follow the Snake River along their path. And what did you think of the ghosts?
The ghosts were
these are the non-recurring characters in this episode. Are a pair of ghosts.
The one thing about the ghosts that I found a little weird was they had very inconsistent physics.
Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes they could go through walls. Sometimes they could lift things up. Sometimes they could disappear. They were just very wacky.
They were incredibly wacky. I mean, even for a waste that is like predicated on wackiness, this was a level of wackiness that I was not prepared for.
Who could prepare for that?
The ghosts sort of fade in and out of our reality.
Yes, yes.
I noticed they go from having, like, when they open their mouths, they go from having just, like, you know, the white background of, like, the ghost skin, whatever they're made of, or just the background of whatever they're standing in front of. I think it just mattered, like, how lazy the person doing it was. Like, you know what? Their mouth just goes to, like, the back of the wall now.
Well, that's why it's fun to do ghosts when you're doing incredibly rudimentary animation like this. Because it's very easy to make them, like, go from transparent to not being transparent. Yeah. It's, like, the only effect you can do with this sort of animation.
That's true.
Yeah, so first of all, Dick Dastardly has one plan that involves throwing a boulder off a cliff. this doesn't work, unfortunately.
No. Which is amazing because, you know, I like how he just pushes it off with, like, a finger. He can push it off with a finger, and a spring on the ground can launch it back up into the air, higher than it was to begin with.
Well, good old, what was his name, Professor Patent or something like that?
Yeah, Professor Pat Pending.
Pat Pending.
It has still not been revealed where he is on the faculty.
No.
He's part of the academy, apparently, but...
Wacky University, that's where he is.
Yeah, so he had some attachment on his car that could make a spring pop out of the roof just in case some giant object was about to land on the car.
Yes.
I wouldn't think that would be one of the first 200 go-go gadget devices you would put in your car.
Yes.
But he's prepared for anything.
That's my go-to.
That plan didn't work. Then after that, Dick's next plan is to sneak into the town of Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
Go to the Spokane Bar and Ghoul restaurant.
Clever.
And him and Muttley can impersonate some ghosts to spook everybody.
Yep,
and they try to bring people in by enticing them with something called Cuckoo Cola.
I totally thought they were going to go Cuckoo Kool-Aid. Yeah. But no, they went
the
complete opposite.
Well, he pronounces it Cuckoo Cola.
Free Cuckoo Cola. That gets them every time.
Cooler. Because, I mean, Dick Dastardly he doesn't drink soda. He has more refined tastes.
Yeah, he's like a bourbon guy.
Yeah, barrel-aged, I imagine. He's probably, just look at that mustache and how he twirls it. So
I was thinking a snifter of brandy.
All right, I could buy that.
Yes, but little does Dick know that there are actual ghosts in this restaurant that is named after ghosts.
Yeah, big surprise. The ghost bar has ghosts.
Okay, so Blubber Bear really wants some free soda. They pull over. The ghosts spook them. The Slag Brothers pull over. The ghosts give them some scotch.
Yeah.
I think it was scotch because it came out of a green bottle, but it was in a really small glass. The ghosts scare them. The ghosts scare Penelope. The ghosts scare everybody. Dick doesn't scare anybody.
Yeah.
The ghosts
yeah.
are doing his work for him, basically.
Yeah. The ghosts are really the star of the show.
Yes, they are.
They kind of took over. It was basically the ghost show.
It would be nice if these ghosts appeared again. They have your typical, like, Heckle and Jekyll kind of dynamic. They're very polite to each other.
Yeah.
Yes, but very impolite to anyone who walks in.
Correct.
And, of course, as ghosts, they are afraid of whatever the gruesome twosome are made out of.
Yeah,
that's right.
Gruesomes.
That's right, because the ghost subplot ends when the gruesome twosome pull over. The big gruesome guy talks, which I didn't know he could talk. I thought he would just make weird noises. But
I thought he was just a lurch impersonator. So,
yeah.
So they go into the ghost restaurant, and the ghosts are scared by them. Ha ha, they get their comeuppance. Okay, so what else happened here besides the ghosts? Anything?
We did have another dastardly scheme.
That's right. His second Wile E. Coyote ripoff of the episode.
Yeah. This one he used a big steel plate,
I guess. A solid steel scenery plate.
Yeah. Painted very much like a Wile E. Coyote scene with the, you know, the continuation of the road.
Yeah, so the road continues.
Yeah,
and continuing with the theme of just, like, no physics ever.
Yes. They dragged it in front of the road, and then, big surprise, the car goes right through it and drives right past it.
However, we do not get the typical thing where Dick Dastardly tries to drive into it and crashes.
This is true.
Yeah, instead, a bus comes out of the other side and runs him over.
Whoa!
The parallel dimension.
Yeah, at this point, Muttley snickers, as he does so often.
I can't even do it right now.
And somehow Peter Perfect, who is the one who drives into this trap, just appears later on. He's fine.
He's cool.
Not like in another dimension.
This was after his car was blown up, and he had to run away, holding on to the frame of the car.
Yeah. The pieces of his now flaccid erection mobile.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, so the other big surprise was, I think Dick Dastardly kind of got robbed. I'm not going to lie. He clearly won that race, and they stripped him of his first place finish.
You know what? They just don't like him. They don't like him because he's foreign and he has a mustache. He's refined.
Damn, immigrants taking our jobs.
Well, the Red Max is foreign too.
Well, yeah, but he's the good kind of foreign. He's like ally foreign.
That's right. Yeah, he's a French.
He's an Ellis Island foreigner.
The whole reason Dastardly was disqualified was that he extended the end of his car. But still didn't extend nearly as far ahead of the cockpit as Peter Perfect's car does normally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously that was really unfair. The winners this time, Penelope Pit Stop, number 2, Creepy Coop, number 3, Rufus Roughcut. So he's doing pretty well.
If it was so bad for him to have an extender piece on his car, then...
Why? So we all sympathize with Dick Dastardly here.
Yeah,
you don't have to make his case again.
No. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like you can throw rocks and do all this other crazy stuff, but you can't have an extension in
your
car.
The Army Surplus Special can, like, shoot another car and blow it up. So I guess, like, you know, the rule is if you have weapons, just use them.
Yeah.
Goddamn wacky race.
And if you don't, get weapons.
So what was the wackiest part of the episode? I think it was when the Red Max activated his propeller and it started chasing him.
Yeah, that was pretty wacky.
I think Pat Pending's... anti-boulder machine is pretty great.
I liked when the logger guys knocked down some trees made it into a log cabin.
That's right.
And then the cavemen slag brothers drove by, knocked down the log cabin, and formed the trees again
from modular pieces.
Yes.
Yeah, that was very wacky.
Quite
super awesome.
Okay, and I'll go through catchphrases real quick. Dick Dastardly only says drat once, but it's in the course of saying drat, 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 and a double drat.
Oh, serious stuff here.
Muttley snickers 4 times. The Anto Mob doesn't do anything, unfortunately.
Yeah, they were a letdown.
And Penelope Pitstop says Lil' Ol' twice. She asks if there's a Lil' Ol' mirror where she can look at Lil' Ol' me.
She did have a hairdryer that went over top of her helmet.
Yes, and also a setting on there for lipstick and hairspray.
Yes.
Not sure what that could possibly
be. Lipstick makes general makeup.
Lipstick makes sense, but for hairspray, again, she's wearing a helmet.
Yes, I don't know. And I'm hoping lipstick just has like a bunch of mechanical arms that come out and just kind of poke at your face until they get what it is.
We know how these things work. Okay, so in the next episode, we're hoping to see more from the Anthill Mob, but I think that's it for episode 2.
All right.
See you next time.
Take care.
What's wrong, Penelope?
Ghosts!
Ghosts? Where?
Right here!